Hello and welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting for the Cabazon Water District, Tuesday, April 16th, 2024 at 5 o'clock p.m. Please let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take your seat.
Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollack.
Here.
Okay. So under the financials tab, we have the balance sheet on the first page, and this is as of March 31st, 2024. So line 5 is the total combined cash with Chase Bank, Local Agency Investment Fund, or LAIF, and California Cooperative Liquid Assets Security System, or CLAS, balance. That combined balance was at $1.9 million at the month end. And the district's total liabilities, which is down on line 31, was at $621,000 at month end. Any questions on this first page?
No.
Yeah. And on to the profit and loss. And again, this is as of March 31st, 2024. Column A is going to be what we spent in March. Column B is what we've spent from July 2023 until all the way through March. Column C is what we budgeted, and then column D is the percentage that we're at so far in this year, and we should be at 75%. So first up, we have the revenues. On line 4, we have the commodity sales, so that's the usage charges for water bills. It's only at 66%, most likely due to the colder months that we've had. But once it starts heating up, there should be more usage from the customers, and so that should bump up a little bit. On line 7, the basic facilities fees. These are fees charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature, and year-to-date is over budget due to multiple service installations. I think we have more upcoming, right?
I think we have 6 pending, so we've installed 2.
Cabazon booming.
And then down on line 15, we have the interest income for our investment accounts. This line's at 154%. So this is from the interest earnings in the district's LAIF and other investment accounts, like the California CLAS. It's over budget due to higher interest rates. And then on line 18, our total revenues, that's at 72%. So it is a little bit under so far. And then moving on to expenses, on line 26, we have total payroll, which is almost right on target at 74%. On line 29, we have the lab fees, which is over at 137%. There was some samples that we had to take to catch up from years ago that had not been taken for some reason, so we had to catch up on all of that to become in compliance. But that's every 3 years, I believe, that we need to take those samples. So.
Yeah, but that was just a follow-up from the Riverside County engineer. He stated that we had missed some samples from 2014. I don't know how he let it go that long. But anyways, we're all current and in compliance.
Down on line 37, this is total facilities, wells, T&D. It's that whole above section right there. It's at 53%. So even though the lab fees were over, everything below that is either really near target or way under, so that whole section's under budget at 53%. On line 41, we have supplies and equipment, and that's just for random supplies for the office. It's kind of unpredictable. We never know what we're going to need, so that's why that's under budget at 23%. And any other questions on this page? Otherwise, I'll move on.
Question on line 15. So, investment account, is that because that's way over budget because we in the mid-year we moved money more money too late?
We just did move 900,000.
So
over to that.
So it's just more interest coming in.
Right, right.
So we moved almost all of the balance from LAIF to the California Class account, which they both had good in, good interest percentage, whatever, but the California Class had much higher interest. And then we also moved a huge chunk of money from our just regular Chase account to that account as well. So it should start going up even more. Like if you look on that line on column A, we earned $7,500 just this month on interest. I think before we were earning like $3,000.
Yeah, it's a great vehicle because it has a higher interest return on interest.
Yeah.
And the California Class alone, during this year, we've made $40,631 interest just on that one account from that one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why is on line 7 at 288%?
We only budgeted for 1 5/8 inch service installation because we weren't sure how much it was going to be, but we've already had 2 3/4 inch meters. The 5/8 is 9,000, the 3/4 inch is 13,000, and we got 2 of the higher costing ones.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
On the next page then, line 56, we have insurance. We received that big bill for Inland County's insurance, and that's paid through the rest of the year. And then the premium did go up, so we're at 103% for that. But it's paid through the rest of the year. And then on line 64, we have safety, which is only at 40%. That's just for random safety things to keep make sure we're all up to code. We're under budget due to less purchases than anticipated. Down on line 76, we have the total non-operating expenses, this little section all combined from lines 70 to 75. It is at 220% because we only budgeted a total of $15,800 for that section, but we had the damaged truck and stolen tools that we had to replace, which we did get reimbursed for. And then we had the grant application share of cost for the Esperanza pipeline project. So we had to pay $12,000 towards that grant in order to submit the application. But those were not budgeted for, so that little section is way over budget. And then on line 77, the total expenses, so operating and non-operating, it's at 69% under budget. And then finally on line 82, we have the net income slash loss. We are at an income of $503,751. It didn't go up a whole lot from last month, but it is still a little bit more up than it was last month. Any other questions on that one, or there's one more page?
Okay. This
is the capital project. There wasn't much activity this month except for online 15, we have the Esperanza waterline improvements. We're finally getting started on that. We actually have an item in the regular board meeting for advertising that for a bid, but that should be done, I think it's after July 1st. It's going to be the next fiscal year that the actual project will be completed, but we're going to get a lot of the work done this year. And then the only other one that we've had activity this month is the groundwater well improvements, which is the test well project. That one's been very slow going, but hopefully we'll see a lot more activity in that one in the next coming months. And that's it.
Yeah, two of the problems with the test well is basically the parcel of land that was it was going to be developed on is really small. So when you're drilling and you're storing your shavings and everything like that, it was a really small piece of property, so we're going to have to block off 2 sections of the road so they could put some of their equipment on the road so they could have better use of the property. And the grant funding project, I think, started in 2017, and so it's under budgeted for the cost now.
And that's going behind the dinosaur.
Yeah,
right?
So it's still the same location.
Okay. Is it, I guess, is it on the road? Is it blocking traffic to the dinosaurs?
No. It's off to the side. It's behind the old Mexican restaurant, all the way in the back, and the road goes up along the border of the Moronga Band of Mission Indians, and then it has a natural turn right there. So you would block it off right there off of Seminole going up, and then just before the parking lot on the top end. So it's not really going to block anybody from having to park. It's just one last pathway that's going to be accessible.
That's fine. No disruption to business over there or anything like that.
One block goes right off.
Well, then we can adjourn this.
Well, we got, did we discuss the...
That would be off the
office. Okay. First time doing that.
Okay, so we will adjourn the Finance and Audit Committee and adjourn to check signing at 5:11.